it's a shame to have so much fun at 7-Eleven in the morning, but we are certainly having a lot of fun with our next two guests. You're going to meet them in a quick second. It's 30 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewalt.
Welcome in our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app, download that app today and you can take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. Again, we're having so much fun with these two ladies, Christy Halpin and Lindsay Lindak, and they are here to tell us more about Isaiah 117 House, and we're going to welcome these ladies in. We're going to try to keep this interview focused, because based on our previous conversations, we're going to be all over the map.
We did have fun.
Clearly. You can tell that you all are friends and that you have the same passion, which is changing the way foster care began. So first of all, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having us, guys. We appreciate it.
All right. So, Christy, you are a repeat offender. You've been on this show before.
I am.
Guilty.
A year ago, just about.
She is a ball of energy. And, Lindsay, I can see why you all are connected. And of course, I think we know your husband, right?
Yeah,
he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. I dig him.
Yeah, he's a football coach over there at Catawba Ridge High School. But we are talking about, again, Isaiah 117 House. And am I saying that right? 117?
Yes.
All right. So, Christy, let's start with you. Let's bring our listeners up to speed a little bit about your journey. And, Lindsay, we'll do the same with you. And then we'll talk about how Isaiah 117 came to be.
Sure. So my husband and my family and I have been fostering for a little over 2.5 years. It was not on my plan, but my husband has a long history of foster care in his family, and as do I. And so he was kind of the driving force behind this. So God just broke me down one day, and here we are 2.5 years later. We've had 22 kiddos at our house. We used to say only fostering teen boys was our thing up until about 3 weeks ago. We took in a little sibling set of three little girls.
Now you have
incredible
several biological kids.
I do. I have three biological, 26, 18, and 14. And then we have a forever foster who's never leaving. He's part of our family. And so that makes four. So
you take older.
We do.
Foster kids, mm-hmm. So teenagers.
The older boys.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Lindsay, what is your story with foster care?
So we started fostering about 4.5 years ago. My husband and I both started teaching in Title I schools, and so we just saw the need for kiddos to have solid family structures, and we had a lot of kids who didn't come from that. And so I twisted his arm quite a bit. I say that we're 4.5 years in, and I still say he's maybe only 90% in, but I'm joking. He's in. But we have been fostering, and we just really felt nudged to do it, really felt a chance to provide these kids with a safe place or fill the gap, whatever that gap is in their journey. And so that's what we've been doing, yes.
And you have three biological kids.
We do. We have three biological kiddos. We've got one who's 10, one who's 8, one who's 5, and then we've have a long-term placement who's been with us for almost 3.5 years.
And on the opposite end of the spectrum, you take the little
the ones.
Yes, we take the younger ones. We try to stay in the context of what we're working with our bio kiddos.
Right.
It does make sense.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you all live in the same neighborhood.
We do.
But foster care kind of brought both of you together?
It did, yeah.
Well, what a beautiful relationship that is.
It's a God thing for sure. We laugh at all of the little intricacies of our stories and how they just got intertwined, and it's a pretty divine thing.
So, Christy, you were here about a year ago last year talking about Isaiah House. Did it even have a name back then?
No, because it wasn't on. We knew, Lindsay and I knew that there was something that needed to be done. Mm-hmm. We just didn't know what it was. And so that's, we just did a lot of research and stumbled upon a Facebook page that one of my friends had posted. And I sent her that and I was like, this is it.
This is it.
You were called in that moment.
Yeah,
that was it.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit. Isaiah House is a house.
Yes.
What can folks expect with this new house that's opening up?
Well, where do we start, girl? Well, I mean, right now, currently, the way things go is when a child comes into foster care, they are removed from their home, and for a reason, but they're also removed from everything that's familiar to them, their house, their family, their favorite blanket or stuffed animal, and it's terrifying, right? And it's a scary, scary day. And the way that it goes now is a child is then taken to the DSS office with the investigator or with the assigned caseworker where they await placement. parent, and they might sit at that DSS office, which there's nothing wrong with that place, but it's right. a governmental building. Really sure. no place for a kiddo, especially on their absolute worst day. And so they sit at the office and await placement in a home like ours. And so the Isaiah 117 house will take that piece out of the equation. Mm-hmm. So they will come right to us. Yep. So the caseworker would say, hey, I've got James here. He's 6 years old. We are headed to the house. And we say, we'll meet you there
Absolutely.
With our volunteers ready to provide them with a hot meal, a warm bath, a set of new clothes, a book bag, some games to play, books to read, or video games to play, just to feel so they can feel loved on as they await the next move into a home like ours.
Wow. That first of all, for someone who does not understand the foster
yes.
care system, you did a great job explaining it.
Thank you.
Because I can imagine
yeah.
taking – if you can no longer live in what you're familiar with,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yes.
And we've often heard kids in foster care sometimes just have a plastic bag of their stuff, their
Every
whole
time.
Life
mm-hmm.
in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
So they go from a very clinical office
yes.
to then just to a stranger's home and
yes.
here you go. So this is a bridge between
yes.
the
removal.
Yes,
removal.
Thank you so much.
Placement. Right.
Yes. Okay.
Yep.
So the house is not built yet, correct?
No.
That's what we're trying to raise funds for and
mm-hmm.
awareness and everything, and that's where folks can take part on March the 27th, right,
yes.
Christy?
Yes.
So what do
yes.
you need from folks listening right now?
Oh, gosh. So we need to – well, we need a lot of things. But we'll start with we need to spread awareness on removal day. People don't know what they don't know, and it's not their fault that they don't know. We did not know.
No.
And, it was about, 8 months into our journey when we realized – holy moly, like that's actually what happens. I did not know that.
And we didn't know it either. And
yeah.
in fact, that's how we started this journey together. I was like, did you know
and
that these
like,
kids go to the office and say,
I do now.
And
yeah.
she said, well, I just found out. And we said, well, we got to do something about
You're
that.
You're leaning on each other. You
yeah.
really are to
yeah.
get through.
That's for sure.
So on March the 27th, 6 o'clock at Catawba Ridge High School,
mm-hmm. yes.
folks will hear more about the vision for
right.
Isaiah House. Is there like a piece of property yet, or we're just in the early, early stages, right? Okay.
We're in the baby stages.
Okay.
We're waiting to kind of see what the community and what God brings to us in terms of what is next.
We have heard some beautiful stories, though, of houses that have been condemned by
yeah.
this certain cities, in particular Indiana. It was condemned by the state, by the city, and the church had bought the house to tear it down, and they tore it down to the studs and rebuilt it as an Isaiah 117 house. So it had a redemption story. So it doesn't have to be a brand new house. It could be a house that's already built. It could be just a plot of land where we build a house. There's so many different options with this. But the community really, we know that the community would rally around us
oh,
because
yeah.
oh, we
yeah.
feel it already. So that's not really.
We feel it too.
We're not really worried about it because
yeah.
we know that everybody's going to step up.
Well, God plants that mustard seed
mm-hmm.
in so many different ways. And later on, we're bringing the Lifehouse Women's Shelter, a perfect example of how God's opened opportunities for shelter.
Yes.
He's going to do the same. This is such a great need. As you're reducing trauma for children,
mm-hmm.
lightening the load for child welfare services, and easing the transition for foster families, what more could we ask for?
If you want to learn more about this effort, Isaiah 117 House, it is, what's it, 27th, Monday, this coming Monday, 6 o'clock, Catawba Ridge High School. Go there to learn more. If you can't make that, you can check out, what is it, Isaiah House? What's the website address?
Isaiah House, York County.
Yes, there you go.
York County.
Reach out to Christy Halpin and Lindsay Lindak as well. Y'all are rock stars, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys.
Come on back soon.
Absolutely.